T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, top of the hour, time for your chance to win $1,000 in the Joe's $1,000 Home Run Contest. $1,000 for you to spend at the ballpark or anywhere else. Just text the word DRAFT to 72881. That's DRAFT to 72881. You're going to be entered in the contest where you just might win $1,000. DRAFT is the 8 a.m. code word. Text it to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Gets caught up on the basketball stuff. So you heard from Hollywood's headlines here. Bucks and the Nets going to play a game 7. Good for business.
Saturday night, too, and so you can stay up for that if you want.
And yeah, if I can.
Right.
Yes. Still not any easier to stay up late on the weekend, especially if I have a couple cold ones. And we got some games. Tonight's a weird one, even to say this. We got 2 game 6s tonight with the number 1 seeds down and hitting the road. I mean.
And both favored on the road, too. That's the crazy part also. Both teams favored, Utah and the 76ers tonight, so. You think, right. You think either one goes fishing tonight?
I could see one going fishing. It could go either way. So Donovan Mitchell's got to play well. If Donovan Mitchell does what he did last game, I just don't see it with Utah. Where, on the other hand, Paul George on most nights has guys that, in my opinion, has got guys that can play like they did in the last game. They have that potential. So it's going to be a close game. They should both be great games. Great games.
I think Philly goes fishing tonight.
See, I think Philly's – wow, man.
I think Atlanta's got a little momentum. They're at home tonight. That arena's going to be crazy.
I'll tell you one thing. If Milwaukee and Philadelphia lose these series, they can look back at one game, both of them, one game, where they were kicking their opponents'
right.
butts.
Comebacks, right.
And had huge comebacks in the second half. 76ers at home. It happened at home.
Right.
They give up 41 in the fourth. And by the way, Atlanta was just minutes away from shutting everybody down and calling it a game. And you got Trae Young over there icing his shoulder. And look at his sweats on. He's about ready to go take a shower.
Right.
And he comes back out and goes, oh, this nice little run. We're right back in it. We might have a chance to win this game. Just a major choke job. And I don't go around saying choke a lot or sucks a lot. But, boy, that was a choke job.
It was. Come on. You can't lose a lead like that and have two of your superstars or so-called superstars on your team just play like absolute crap like they did. I mean, and both guys getting the max contracts, too. I know we always bring up money, but we have to in this situation.
I got you doing that now. I got you bringing the
– I do. I do.
I have you bringing the money with how guys play.
You want to know why? You said something interesting to me. I think it was in the beginning of this week or late last week when we were talking about Tobias Harris, and I know that Hollywood brings it up to me also. Tobias Harris is on that team making a max deal because they picked Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler. Like, they would have rather kept Tobias around than Jimmy Butler. And I look at that and go, if Philly had Jimmy Butler in that Tobias situation right now, I don't think we think about this team kind of falling apart, dissipating, you know, like in these games and blowing leads.
I think Jimmy Butler would have killed Ben Simmons by now.
Well, no, maybe something would have happened in that situation.
They might have had a fist fight on the
court, those two. But that team would be better off with Jimmy Butler than Tobias Harris. You can't argue that.
Well, I'll tell you what, the name that's been talked about by everybody and for all his weaknesses, and not just the three-point shot weakness, but now the free throw weakness is Ben Simmons.
Right, of course.
It's just killing you. And, boy, doesn't that happen during the playoffs? Things get exposed
right.
from guys who are supposed to be stars. That's what everybody talks about. Like, all these games are going to take place this weekend and tonight. All anybody's going to be talking about is how the stars play. Nobody talks about a guy coming off the bench going 3 for 11 or 12.
No, doesn't matter.
And ends up with 10 points. Right. All anybody looks at by where your star is, whether the 1, 2, or 3 option on the team, if we consider you and call you an all-star or a star, we're watching. I'm watching Donovan Mitchell, man. I want to see what he's going to do. Ben Simmons can't all of a sudden play well unless he gets more layups. But he's probably going to have to shoot some free throws.
I mean, if you were Atlanta tonight, I mean, isn't the goal towards the end of the game to get the guy in the free throw line 14, 15 times?
If that thing's tight, that's like a free possession, man, right. when he shoots
this
free throws.
This game has blowout written all over it, doesn't it?
No blowouts tonight.
You don't think so?
No
For
blowout.
Who? In what direction?
No blowouts this weekend.
I think the Sixers are done. I really do.
No. I think the Sixers mentally are done after this.
So Embiid's had great starts, has not had great finishes.
Right.
So
he missed 2 free throws at the end of that game, 2 biggest free throws of the game for him.
I can't believe Philly's favored tonight. That's even crazier to me.
Both
those
road
guys are
teams.
Usually right, though. Those Vegas guys know what they're talking about, so I don't know.
So, yeah, whether we like saying it, by what you make and where we perceive you to be as a star. I mean, look, we call 2 guys a star for the Heat. We call 2 guys. That's it. I don't know if you guys call Tyler Hero a star.
No. It's Jimmy and Ben.
And by the way, I got nothing against Tyler Hero, but we're talking about, like, all right, everybody wants a big two or a big – we feel like we have a big two. And Jimmy Butler and then Bam in that order. And if they don't play well, starting with Jimmy,
yep.
you know, we don't have a shot,
right.
which we saw. They didn't play – They didn't play.
That's why they didn't win a game.
They didn't throw any of those bubble games out against Milwaukee.
No.
And you end up getting swept. And so it's the same thing in all these different places. How did your stars play? And if you get a disappearing act, I'm sure Paul George feeling a little heat too.
Oh, he has to feel a little heat.
Back
right
home,
now,
right. like, hey, all right, nice game against Utah, but it's not done there, Mr. Max contract.
Oh, if Paul George had a bad game in this game tonight,
and they don't win this,
and they don't win and get knocked out. And yeah, I know Kawhi's not playing. I get it. And he's, you know, the best player on your team, but Paul George is number 2. Paul George's numbers tonight are like 14 points, and he's 4 of 18 shooting.
They're not going to win.
He's going to get crushed, and they're going to get blown out.
It is amazing. 90% of the time, if your stars don't play well, you never go, well, the supporting cast took care of the star player. You just – that's a Ron Rothstein special, man. It's just like the stars need – like he was trying to be nice with the Heat, and he goes, look at – we can talk about all these other guys, and this guy needs to shoot threes well, and this guy. But if Bam and Jimmy don't play well, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It just doesn't matter. They're going to take a lot of the shots. They're the ones that should be taking all the shots. He didn't bring up the money, though. We do that.
No, you know, no. Yeah, of course we do, because
like,
we have to.
You know what's funny? When I was a kid, I never remember money being like, I can't have a conversation with my 36-year-old son, almost 36, without money being brought up with the player. Like, oh, man, I think we all do it now. Where when I was a kid, I never remember. Kids know, too.
Right.
They want to know. Hey, what's he? Oh, man, because the money is obviously crazy amounts of money.
There's websites dedicated to
it now. Every sport. And by the way, not only that, but in a lot of sports, they put – your stats, and then right next to it, put
your salary. Right.
So they do that. But when I was a kid, I honestly don't remember driving home after watching Willie Mays hit a home run or Willie McCovey hit 2 home runs, going, you know, my favorite 2 players were Willie and Willie growing up. And I never remember going home going, hey, Dad, just curious why we're driving home in this Rambler stick shift. Just curious. What's Willie and Willie make? Nobody talked about
it. We live in a different world, time, everything, because now we wait for the contracts to be signed to see how much money is going to be there. This guy's a max guy. We just talked about it the other day, the first, second, third All-NBA team voting, how important that is to dudes' contracts. couple years back, we saw Klay Thompson not make one, two, or three. He wasn't eligible for the Supermax. Yeah. These guys.
Media controlling what guys.
Right.
Well, what star
players make. To a point.
Make.
Right.
To a point. Yeah.
But think about that. It's all over. Every time you hear about a player now, it's, oh, man.
By the
way,
that
guy's a max player. He should be putting up more points than that.
It is so funny because I remember when I was making my first year, 35,000 base with a signing bonus for being where you got drafted. And I remember asking one of the guys I got to know, probably Jimmy Cephalo, and going, you know, Bob Greasy's second highest paid player in football. He's at the end of his career. He should have been. Played forever, you know, on his way to, you know, Hall of Fame career. I remember when he made $400,000, 1980 or 81. It had to be 80 because that was the last year he played. Made $400,000. I was like, wow. And I think the other guy making a lot of money was Manning, Archie.
Yeah.
Manning was up there. And I remember that. And then a few years later, I remember when Marino came in and I sat out in San Diego. We're getting ready to play the Chargers. And he got that new contract with guaranteed. And it had that extra zero. And his agent invited me in there, and they were all, it was a day before the game. And he goes, come on, man. So I went in there and had his deal done. And I was like, wow, you're making $1 million a year and it's guaranteed. Wow.
A little different now.
By the way, that was the first. Now, obviously, he went on to do it a lot more. But I still like just sitting there going, you know, man, that's big time right there. That's
now think about that meeting compared to the one that Pat Mahomes had when he signed his deal.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And you're talking about $50 million a year, basically.
No. The money. And because of that, you know, more's expected.
Of course.
Fan bases. We lost our patience. You can't. Patience pills are sold out.
No.
They're not a fan anywhere, including here. That, hey, we've been going through, like, Philadelphia 76er fans. We've been going through this a long time, man.
Joe, it doesn't go past Davey in Miami Gardens right now. We have a player holding out for more money.
Well, that's
it's just one example of 100 million of them around this country and around sports right now. We talk about the 76ers and their two choke jobs. We're talking about a holdout here at Dolphins camp.
And by the way, this thing could be very easily advancing quickly to, we're not going to redo your contract. We owe you $12 million, and right away going, well, we want to trade.
We want out.
Those days, you know, I said they got a month. I think they have time to work it out. But I think it's very clear what both sides have said up front. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. That one side has said, if you're not going to redo my contract, I want to be traded.
Mm.
And the other side has said, we're not redoing your contract. And the sad part of this whole thing is, the sad part for all of us fans and understand how important his role is and know what the guy did for the defense last year. They had unbelievable year, had an unbelievable year. One of the biggest surprises in the league was how our defense played last year with all those takeaways, is we can never get fair value for how good he is right now.
Correct.
So probably not going to get a first round pick back. I hear all these make believe things. You're not going to get a number one pick.
Way.
You got to redo his contract because no matter where he goes, he wants to make more than the $12 million guaranteed. And so I think you get a second-round pick.
Yeah, sure. I think someone would give
maybe
you a two for X-Men.
Maybe
yeah.
Something else lower.
Two and a six?
You're
whatever.
Not getting a one for your best player. So the team can't be in a hurry to trade him.
I wouldn't be.
And, again, he's by far your best player in a position where there's a shortage of those guys, too. Guys that can cover. He doesn't sit back there and play zone. So, yeah, it's
all goes back to money.
Freaking
Joe.
bad situation all the way around. And by the way, I can't even imagine what's behind closed doors. But the Dolphins didn't just wake up yesterday and go, what do we do now? What do we do now? We're in this situation. Oh, my God, is he going to be here? Oh, no. Behind the scenes, they've talked.
Of course. They had to have.
Somebody has had to make up their mind, and they're going to play a little bit, see if anybody gives. And if not, then the third thing is there a chance that he sucks it up and comes back?
And that then was if, interesting. Omar said
and
that.
And then
right?
if he does, he's miserable. You can be a quiet miserable and play well,
or
and show everybody and screw you because I'm never, you know. Or
right, the bad part of that.
You can pout it and show up late a lot and all those things that know that that coach is not going to tolerate.
Right.
Because I've seen it already. This guy's not going to tolerate anything that's going to affect the other 52 guys. Just not going to.
Can't let
it.
That happen if you're the head coach.
Even though he's walking around and he owns that jersey right now, I'm the best player jersey. He's it. All right, we got, I'm running super late here. We got to take a quick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Break. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh, those great moments, man. Great moments at the old Davey bubble. They're moving out after almost 28 years.
It's already the old Davey bubble?
It's the old Davey bubble. Oh, they moved right after that last minicamp practice. That was like, fellas, this will be the last time you'll be coming out here. And then the guys got to see this world-class facility at Hard Rock Stadium. The new Baptist Health Training Facility is just fantastic, full of players and doctors. And the combination thing is so cool. Like, people are going to be able to go over there with sports-related injuries and get checked out.
Right. That's pretty amazing.
I mean, it's just
that
like,
is pretty amazing.
Hey, Mr. Johnson, appreciate you and your son being here. We'll get to you in a second. We just got a couple guys coming off the field here, and you're like, oh, okay.
I'm not next, huh?
Yeah, so it's just kind of a weird one. But we had a lot of great moments. We want to share a couple more with you. Going back to Hard Knocks, it was one of the most awkward moments in the history of the franchise. It played out for all of us with Joe Philbin and Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson.
I know you're very passionate. I know you care about your profession. You know, and I hope you know that, you know, everything that I do, you know, to the best of my ability, I attempt to put some thought behind, you know, what we do, you know, whether it's how we practice, how we meet, how I deal with players. And I do my best not to, you know, fly off the handle and act irrational. And, you know, and it's just, I don't know that this is working for the benefit of you, me, the Miami Dolphins, or anybody else. And, you know, I think you're a good person. I trust me, I acknowledge people make mistakes, and nobody knows that more than me. And
Coach, I've never been in trouble before.
I know that.
Ever.
Uh-huh.
And I buy into your program, most definitely. Because after that talk we had, I was hushed from that point on. And I was going to stay that way the entire year.
Yeah. I know. It's not really just last night or that. It's just, you know, where we are as a program and where you are and where we're headed, I just don't see the mesh right now. And, you know, I wish it was different. I wish I could tell you something more encouraging, but, you know, I just think it's the best for both of us that, you know, we kind of part ways at this point.
Not kind of. No kind of.
I mean, how awkward is that?
Well, Joe, the way it started was like, I almost thought when that thing started, he was getting ready to say, you know, this is it now. This is your last chance. It was like he wasn't sold on it. And then by the end, I think
it's over.
He realized, like, yeah, this is serious. But Joe was trying to be as nice as possible about you're done. That's it.
That's a hell of a way to be told you're being released.
That show, by the way.
Worst thing for the Dolphins ever.
Head coach and GM not ready for it. And by the way, speaking of GM, Jeff Ireland had his moments too.
We got fours, fives, and sixes.
Right.
What we need are threes, twos, and ones.
Yeah.
And I got to find out, we have to find out who those threes, twos, and ones are if we have any of those guys.
That guy needs to put that on
good
his resume.
Lord.
If he ever, he, of course, assistant GM for the Saints. I still, and he's tried to tell me that it was taken. Everything's never the way.
Come
all
on.
Was taken.
I just heard it. What was taken out of context there?
So, like, the GM needs to know before camp if we have frontline receivers or not. Forget
right.
the numbers,
right.
which, by the way, he put on them. Like, I know we got fours, fives, and sixes, which think about that. Four wide is your fourth guy who doesn't play very much.
Mm-hmm.
Five and six, five plays special teams, and six probably not even active.
Maybe a practice squad
So
guy.
We got four, fives, and sixes.
Right.
I got to find out if we have ones, twos, and threes. So you're telling us, by the way, Brian Hartline ended up being a really good receiver and bailed him out. He was injured at that point. But I was like, you did not say that. Like, I got to find out. Got to find out. No, you got to know. People go to camp now. They got a pretty good idea. Even the Miami Dolphins right now, if everybody's healthy, got a pretty good idea what one, two, and three
right.
are going to be. When they go three wide, I'll just ask you. When they go three wide, the top three receivers are going to be.
This is after the first game suspension.
First game suspension.
Will Fuller. Jalen Waddle, Devontae Parker.
There you go.
Okay. And any whatever order you want to put them in there, right?
And you'll get the other guys in.
Right. Preston, Albert.
By the way, Preston's still not practicing, which a little concerning.
Okay, so if he's back healthy, Preston and Albert are probably the next two?
If he can get healthy in the next couple of months, and you can get that freakish athlete back out there, which they're counting on, got a bargain on his price, being a rookie free agent contract, you hope you get him back, and he is a big dude. God, up fairly close to him the other day as you can without being on the field. Forgot how big he is. It's been a year since we've been up close like that. Man, he is a big dude. But, yeah, and then you got to find out. But you know who your one, two,
right.
and three is pretty much.
I think you could ask any Dolphin fan that, and they would tell you that that's one, two, and three, and then four and five and six could be just about any combination you want to put of the guys that might be around there, Jakeem or Albert Wilson or Preston Williams, whatever it is. But – I mean, how do you not know?
Albert Wilson.
Yeah. How do you Albert's not know that you're on camera talking to one of the most respected reporters in the NFL, and that's the comment you throw out there? Like, we have fours, fives, and sixes.
But if after he said it, like, because he and I weren't getting along great and during that stuff, and so, and he was taking some jabs, and he come up to me and say, so I respect that. And I said, Jeff, you said fours, fives, and sixes. When you go four wide receiver, which you don't go four wide receiver when you got a Mike Gesicki or somebody like that very much.
Right.
Oh, four doesn't get to – he's backing up for somebody when a guy needs a rest or something. You want to talk about the fifth receiver? He plays special teams, and maybe he's a return guy. You want to talk about the sixth guy? He does a lot of games. He's not active.
Right. Practice squad. And that's who you know you have?
Some crazy just stuff, man.
Someone just texted in, guys, you're totally wrong. Hard Knocks was TV gold. Tommy and Hialeah. Yeah,
no.
For anyone that
wanted
to see entertainment every week, sure.
So I do get that when you're sitting here and you're seeing it, but for me, I sit home going, oh, God, this is a trainer.
The rest of the world is watching this.
And by the way, I know we do love – stuff that's popped up through the years, but I'd say the one I know we've had fun with the Nick Saban, and Nick Saban had a lot of great moments there. He got the bubble though. He said I have to have the bubble, and by the time he finished, Wayne Huizenga had that thing built. I mean, that thing went up, huh? You wish you
Quick.
Could build a home that fast. I'll have your new home 5,000 square feet up in how about a week?
I'm guessing Wayne and Stephen Ross, if they wanted things done pretty quickly, they can get it done pretty quickly.
Yeah, I would say.
Those are two guys pretty high on the list.
Those two power brokers could get it done. By the way, just the pictures of this new facility that came out yesterday, besides Stephen Ross going down the slide. Unbelievable. The best of a few different new NFL facilities all put into one, and it is unbelievable. From the weight room, you could literally put the UM football team and the Miami, they could all work out at the same time. It's like every guy's got three workout facilities. Like, they're just incredible. And the locker room, wow. We come a long way since St. Thomas to what they had in Davie to that now.
You're going to have flying cockroaches in there like you have.
I got to tell you, I almost feel like food's going to be served at, like, what would you like, sir, while you're taking your getting dressed here? What can we get? Unbelievable. I can't imagine the dining facility. And then you got basically a hospital connected.
That's unbelievable. That, to me, is the craziest part of it. The best part of it, but the craziest part of it. Because, like you said, you can be getting like an e-scope or something, or going there to see if you need a scope.
Watch practice. Right, watch practice. 1,000 people out there in the stand. Just beautiful. I mean, it is right there on the property. The property just goes up in value. That's all it does, man. It just keeps going up. By the way, the value of the franchise just went up, too.
That's right.
Don't think like, wow, that was – if he puts in 200, it goes up 500.
Yeah. Redo the stadium.
You remember when Stephen Ross paid $1.1 billion? It was the highest price ever paid for a North American franchise.
No one could believe that he paid that much.
And we're like, oh, my God, is he ever going to get it back? And now it's a tad under $3 billion.
How much money has he put into just that area right there when it comes to what he did for the stadium renovations? What he did for the new facility. Probably close to $1 billion he's put in just in that.
And don't think having all those
big events,
courts,
right,
and everything else.
Tennis, racing, soccer.
He's been an amazing owner.
Right.
I mean, he really
No one can
has.
Rip
it
him
just,
as an owner.
It just sucks. I know he hasn't had the success on the field. And well, it just shows how tough it is to win in that league. But
the one
he
thing,
has done absolutely yeah. everything humanly possible to
but
win.
But say it, Joe. I know what you're going to say. The one thing about Stephen Ross so far.
But I don't even think he's picked the wrong guys a lot of times, Joe. Like, he's picked guys that are, you know, top guys that to come in and try to fix this thing. It just, for whatever reason, hasn't worked.
Right.
It's not like he's been cheap trying to bring guys in either.
No.
I've never had that one-on-one talk with Stephen Ross except to go, is this our year, man? He's frustrated. He knows, obviously.
He's a fan.
That I've been a little frustrated. But Wayne was... I've never really told this story, or maybe I have. I'm not sure. I have said it before, and when I drink, God only knows. So Wayne was coming out of a press conference. He goes, you got a second? Never. I go, yeah. So he takes me in one of the rooms at the stadium, and he said, you know how frustrating when you're successful in all the things that you do, Blockbuster, Waste Management, anything he started was a gold mine.
Right.
Stocks would just fly, right? And that you can't get this thing right. When you listen to all the people around you and you go, who do you want to get? And they say, we got to get Nick Saban. He's the hottest thing. He's made for the NFL. He just won a national championship at LSU. And Wayne talked that guy, maybe to a fault.
Right.
Talked that guy. Remember his Learjet waiting.
And wouldn't leave without Nick.
Wouldn't leave. Like, right. Nick. You're coming, man. And he obviously is going back and forth. Because it wasn't money, it wasn't power. Because that made him one of the highest paid coaches at the time. And he had all the power. All he had to do was, he said, occasionally call me to let me know what's going on. Mm. Once a week, once every 2 weeks, call me and let me know. So Nick was on his own, by the way. Horrible idea to ever give a head coach that much power.
Right. After some well, of now the stuff, we know, right.
Some of
right.
the stuff that was going on. But so he was super frustrated, like, what's next? Who do we take next? What do I do? Who do I take?
Who do I bring in? Right. Yeah. I can understand that frustration for these guys.
And then he goes, this Parcells guy has knowledge of football, has been at the levels, knows what works, and he'll bring his own guys in.
He's done everything. These guys did everything they can to try to make this team a winner. It just hasn't worked out.
So
they brought in everyone wanted to bring in.
Yes.
Everyone that was rumored to be here, this guy should be the perfect fit here, they went out and got and spent every dollar they could bringing them in here.
The only
it
knock,
just hasn't worked.
The only knock that I hear, and again, is he got where he's listening to people in New York too much instead of others. But you got to trust somebody. You got to be able to listen to somebody. Like, who's a football guy can listen to? And at first – you know, I don't know if he, don't know if he did. But listen, you don't think he's frustrated?
Of course.
You know, and yet.
Joe, this guy's not a multi-billionaire because he's not smart.
We're not good
in business.
Yeah. No, he's not doing what he's doing in development.
Right, because he's just lucky.
We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. By the way, Mike Florio will join us in 9 o'clock hour, get to a lot more stuff. We got to check in on the text machine, too, 305-567-0560. And not about Zach Ubering and stuff and going back and forth on, was it Twitter you did it?
It was Twitter.
Yeah, I didn't know which one you're on. And he promised he's going to stop doing that and find a new hobby instead of that Twitter stuff.
Mm. I don't know. He told me that he's actually going to fight back pretty hard today.
Who said that?
So stay tuned. To go to his Twitter page at Zach Krantz. He's going to get after it today.
All right, let's jump on to some weekend. We're lucky. We got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country here. You can't let it go, bro. Let it go. Hey, right now I want to tell you about what we're lucky to have. And we are lucky to have Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. You may know it as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, and you may know that it's just a little piece of Baptist Health. But a very important one when it comes to those doctors for sports-related injuries are absolutely the best. And by the way, most of the work they do are sports-related injuries. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement. By the way, even hand specialists. And I always like to tell people this. People ask, well, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. And I want to just say this. If the other teams could jump aboard, they would too. And they're really good. These guys got a ton of experience. And it's not just a successful surgery. It's a physical therapy that they oversee to make sure you do all the right things, get healthy quickly, and get back playing the games you love the most, the sports you love the most. Team sports, individual sports, doesn't matter what age you are. You want to get healthy. And by the way, Broward County, I got great news. Right off 595 in Pine Island, got a brand new sports facility up there for you to go up and see those same doctors that are working on those college and million-dollar athletes every day. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today.
560 The Joe, WQAM, and Gun World of South Florida are saluting our military heroes. If you'd like to nominate someone you know, just log on to WQAM.com and register. We'll read their name right here on the show. Just go to WQAM.com and enter their name for an on-air salute.
All right, we've been talking about the goodbyes to the Davy Bubble training facility and all the great stories to all things. If you get a chance, Dave Hyde's got a great article in the Sun Sentinel if you want to take a look today, talking about 9 head coaches. How about this? These numbers he came out with. In the 27 years in Davy, 9 head coaches, this is the one that gets me, 26 starting quarterbacks. 27 years, 26 starting quarterbacks. Mm. That's amazing.
That's horrible.
That is one starting quarterback a year. Now, I know Tannehill had a lot of those starts, and especially early in his career when he stayed healthy and got the crap knocked out of him. Then later on, started to have some injuries in his the later part of his 20s. Had some issues there, but just – unbelievable numbers. 27 years, 9 head coaches, and 26 starting quarterbacks. We have
that
had,
makes me sick.
Well, we've had years where I believe we've had 3 quarterbacks start during a course of a year with injury or poor play.
But that list, man.
That's pretty amazing. You think of this. So how about this one? All the head coaches, and we had some interim head coaches to a couple of those that help the number a little bit. But look at all the assistant coaches we've had. And by the way, some of them have been really good that are still coaching around the league that we run into. Hell, half of Buffalo Bills, a lot of their front office is made up of people from here. And so they've obviously picked up a lot of what the Miami Dolphins have had through the years, but it's just the numbers are unbelievable. You know, the Bullygate thing, we didn't talk much about, but that was nationally, that probably is by itself outside of Nick Saban leaving.
All right.
But the Bullygate thing just didn't leave, right? The investigation come in from the NFL.
Richie Incognito suspended. Jonathan Martin's not on the team anymore. Then he goes somewhere else. And Richie with – I mean
– you know, just recently again, Jonathan Martin made another threat to Richie Incognito. And they had to, all right, we'll go get him. I mean, he's
– who was a PR guy at that time? Was it Harvey?
Had to be, right?
Because that was one of the biggest PR nightmares I've ever seen. I mean, that was
Jason
unbelievable.
Fitz,
I was there covering that team, and it was unbelievable.
I'm not sure who it was. I would think it would have been, when in doubt and you go back a little bit, just say Harvey Green, because Harv's been there forever. But yeah, that.
But that was just something they weren't used to. Like, you had CNN and all the news organizations coming, and no football questions.
Stu Weinstein had to go through all that stuff, trainers, coaches. It was just, you know, and that was the old school. Listen, man, if you're soft to heart, the one position in professional sports, all of them, that you shouldn't play is offensive line. More than any other group. They get called names.
We talk about offensive linemen all the time. Mean, nasty, that's the kind of guy you want. Big, tough, mean, nasty guy.
And the big uglies. And those coaches, most of them coach them up that way. Now, I can't speak for now because we've actually got the Stephen Ross initiative out there for bullying and
stuff.
Well,
it used to be a little different, I'm sure.
But during that time and the Richie stuff and then all the guys, black and white, defending Richie over Jonathan Martin. And meanwhile, I mean, Jonathan Martin just fell apart.
Right.
I mean, he went, obviously.
Sad story
emotional,
for Jonathan
no,
Martin.
Very.
Right.
Really one of our first mental illness things that we noticed. And it was all triggered. I still remember him going in to eat with all the offensive linemen at their table, and they all got up and walked away. And it was one of the first days of the week, so it was close to a game that was just played, and he lost it. He literally slammed his stuff down and walked out. And he didn't just walk out. He jumped in the car, and he took off. And then – Jonathan Martin parents got involved.
It was a really
high-powered
weird situation,
attorneys.
Man.
I don't know if they both were, but one was for sure out in California. And
they did a whole report. What was the guy's name? It did the whole report. Ted Wells? Was it Ted Wells?
Wells
report, right. I mean, this was national news. This wasn't just on SportsCenter and NFL.com. This was on NBC News, CBS. I mean, it was ridiculous.
They were all out in front for days doing stories about. And because the bowling thing hits right at home for kids.
Right.
And so somehow that story tied into every kid that's been bullied at school. That, again, when you were young and you didn't have a cousin or a big brother at school, that happened.
Yep. Bullygate. I mean, it was called Bullygate.
I could tell you, man, bullying and probably people out there, whatever you want to call it, guys, whether they're trying to take your lunch money or we're going to pull a funny prank on you. I had my cousins one night drive me in a truck. I played on their softball team, and I talked a lot of trash about how bad they all were, and they're older cousins. And I grew up with a bunch of cousins on both sides of the family. So they go, come on, man, we're going to go drink beer. And I was still a young guy. I go, all right. I go, no. My mother was her cousin. I go, she'll be fine. She'll get over it. She'll be mad for a day or two. Took me out in these rice paddies. Late, threw me out there, bullied me, literally threw me in those things, and my ass had to walk. It had to be those nasty rice paddies, the smell of that water's just been sitting out there.
Oh,
and
God.
So I got out, soaked, and I had to walk in that nasty stuff, and I thought, well, at least they'll pick me up in the truck. Nobody came. So I walked a couple miles to get back there in the middle of the night. And so,
not today.
And I couldn't rat on them.
Well, of course not.
So what are you doing?
Worse.
And you have alcohol in your breath. So they were smart, man. They covered everything. Yeah, it was bullying at its finest back then, man.
Jeez.
And that was family bullying. That wasn't even the kids you had to run from when you're, you know, going into high school. You had to run and sprint like, oh, there's that guy that's going to – no, I got to get away from that sucker. All right, man, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Mike Florio is going to join us. And in 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get to your favorite moments, anything you remember. We want to kick off and send off the goodbye to the Davy Bubble today. and get to all your text messages this morning as well. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Been around, family-owned, going stronger than ever. Big Daddy Lenny would be real proud of Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them have been at Air Around the Clock for a long, long time. Trained and certified technicians, going to work 7 days a week. So, yeah, by the way, if you have an air conditioning problem tomorrow or Sunday, that does happen a lot. Seems always happen to me. They're coming out. They'll come out and take good care of you. I got one better. You need a new air conditioning unit. Well, I want to tell you, we got a brand new partnership with Air Around the Clock and Rheem that's going to make it really easy with that fine product, those Rheem air conditioning units. Just got a couple myself. Great financing available, 90% approval rate. Listen, all over Broward County, all over Palm Beach County, you're getting this great service for a company that has been around for a long, long time. They're going to take care of all your air conditioning problems. And if you need a new air conditioning unit, you're tired of fixing it because you know it's old, it's worn out, and you're going to have more and more problems, get through this hot, humid summer the right way with Rheem Air Conditioning. That's the way to go. And that combination of Air Around the Clock and Rheem working together, just go to 1-888. Fix my AC. That's 1-888. Fix my AC. And remember the name, Air Around the Clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.